But something a bit different for us now, for all the Survivor fans out there. Loz has certainly won, and we've got the season finale tonight. And it's been dubbed the Heroes v Villains season, which is appropriate for us, particularly on a Monday. And we're very fortunate now to be joined by the host of Australian Survivor, Jonathan Lapalia. Jonathan, good morning for us, and I believe you're overseas, but we really appreciate your time on our show. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
So, what can we expect in the season finale?
Look, it's a good one. You know, it's the season has, I think it's been a great season. It's been full of lots of unexpected twists and surprises, and the finale won't disappoint. There is definitely some unexpected things will happen. It's a great end to the season.
And what contestants have stood out for you this season? What have been your favourite moments?
I think we've had a really great cast and have really delivered in spades, but I particularly loved George and Simon's relationship this season. It's this love-hate relationship that just continues to give, and I've really personally enjoyed that. So I was kind of sad when Simon got voted out, because that was just so much fun to watch.
Jonathan, just on George, he's very strategic and very cunning. Is he arguably the best we've seen out here in Australia play the game?
You know, it'd be easy to argue that because I think he is, I personally think he's a tremendous player. You know, he's a big character, which is great for TV, but he's willing to take a risk on every vote, which is really what you need to do in this game to build the resume. But he does it like no one else. Mm. And also being a politician, he's very, very good at whipping up a vote. People might argue that maybe his social game is not, you know, quite strong enough. But overall, I think he is kind of a genius player when it comes to strategy and taking a risk.
Yeah, I love watching him. And I just can't believe, though, he continually can manipulate and get people to take him along. I can't believe he hasn't been voted out earlier in the program, because I reckon if he gets there, he'll win it for sure.
Well, I think that's the politician in him. You know, I mean, if you think about it, politicians, a big part of their job is whipping up votes. And he's obviously very, very good at that. It's quite amazing to watch.
Jonathan, I'm a skeptic when it comes to reality TV. I think it's all fake. Tell me how it works with the casting. Tell me, like, again, for, you know, what makes a great Survivor, and how do you cast that? How do you pick the stock that goes on the show?
It's kind of an extensive process. They send in videos, and then there's interviews and auditions. But, you know, they're looking for people that, one, who know the game, and two, who are willing to take risks. And obviously they don't always get that right. But, you know, sometimes you find someone like George who has it in spades. Mm. And to answer the other part of your question, I know that there's been a few people like, oh, it's so scripted, but it's really not. It's really not. It's really not scripted. I mean, if we could script it, it actually would make our lives easier, as people who make the show. It's just impossible to script, particularly some of the stuff that they've come up with themselves this season. I mean, you couldn't even dream up half of that stuff that George comes up with.
Jonathan, for those who may not have watched the season, give us an idea of what have been the toughest and most gripping challenges that there have been.
Let's see. You know, there was one challenge that was that I particularly loved. It was earlier on in the season when we had two tribes for the pre-merge. And it was a big course, and at the end of it, they had to solve this word puzzle. They had to flip these blocks into from the top. So it's kind of like a Connect Four type puzzle, a word puzzle. And it turned out, we didn't realize, but it turned out that one of the tribes had two people who knew how to sign, who knew sign language. So they were signing, so there was one person at the top, one person at the bottom, and they were signing to each other so that the other tribe couldn't, you know, cheat off them. And it came down, but having said that, the villains did cheat off them. They just were following their lead. And it literally came down to, it must have been like a half second difference between the two tribes. It was one of the closest challenges we've ever had. That was probably my favorite for the season.
Yeah. What's the relationship like, say, with a Simon and George? I mean, you know, they're quite feisty characters, and you know, when you're watching it, it seems like they don't get on. But once the lights are all off, do they all get on well?
I think so. I mean, I've seen pictures of both of them on social media, getting together. So I think they, these guys they're really good players, yeah. And they understand it's the game. And outside of the game, there's definitely a friendship and a bond. And a lot of players that come on then go on outside of the game to have this strong survivor family, and it's a big part of the survivor community. And it's not only just in Australia. I think, they tie into the U.S. and maybe South Africa and other locations as well. So there's this huge survivor community across the world. It's kind of cool to see, actually.
And we have, champion pole vaulter and Liz Parnov competing as well. We've seen athletes compete in the past, the likes of Simon Black, former Brisbane Lions champion, Matt Rogers, Sean Hampson as well. What makes athletes such good players, in your opinion?
Well, look, they're very good, obviously at the challenges. And one thing about the Australian Survivor is that, the producers have kind of made it their mission to make the challenges as difficult as they can be. So if you're a good athlete, that works to your advantage. But having said that, it's really only part of the game. A big part of the game is the strategy. And not all the athletes are strong in that area. But there are, like Matt Rogers is a great athlete, but he's also a great strategist. So someone like him, he's a perfect survivor player.
Yeah, I guess on that note, if someone's listening and thinks, gee, I'd love to give it a shot, Survivor, can anyone from any walk of life do it? I mean, what sort of person, what are the absolute traits you need to go on this show?
Well, personally, I think the type of player that does well in the show is someone who's willing to take a risk. If you're willing to take a risk in your own life, then chances are you'll take the risk playing the game. And I think that's the most important thing, personally. So, you need to have a base level of fitness to get through the challenges, but I don't think you need to be a challenge beast to do well in this game. Strategy and social game, I think, are probably more important.
Well, Jonathan, we're really looking forward to the season finale for our listeners, 7:30 p.m. tonight on the 10 Network. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's going to be a good one. Don't miss it.